The first reading today, St. Paul tells Timothy that he is to preach the word, whether it's in season or out of season, whether it's opportune or inopportune. In other words, whether people want to hear it or not, we have to preach the truth. We have to stand for the truth. It's always obviously been a critical point. You look at the situation which Timothy would have been preaching, and it was to people who were pagans. They believed in false gods. They believed in immorality. They believed in all kinds of things that were wrong. And Timothy had to preach the gospel, even in the face of opposition. Today, unfortunately, that has made its way right into the church. So we have to preach the gospel even when some people in the church are not. But that doesn't change the truth. It just makes it inconvenient. And priests who preach it are being canceled. So here we go. We look at what's going on in the church right now, and we recognize that it is one heresy after the next. There are no new heresies. It's just we've got all of them going on at the same time. We have problems with doctrine. For instance, we have priests and bishops who are preaching the idea of universal salvation. Everybody goes to heaven. God just loves us so much, he wouldn't let anybody go to hell. It's kind of contrary to what Jesus had to say, but, you know, it's a whole lot easier to believe. And that means also I can do anything I want and I'm going to heaven anyway. So I don't have to change my life. I don't have to repent. Of course, we've gone through the whole thing where we don't have to go to confession. All we have to do is feel bad, I guess. But we don't really need confession. We certainly don't have to believe in purgatory because everybody's going straight to heaven anyway. We look at some of the scandals like the whole Pachamama mess back a few years ago. But it hasn't stopped. Now they've approved a Mayan mass where they brought paganism literally right into the mass and approved it. We have a priest that works at the Vatican who flat out says St. Paul got it wrong. That's with regard to teaching of homosexual acts. St. Paul got it wrong. In other words, Scripture is not inerrant. The Word of God really isn't the Word of God. It was St. Paul's opinion. And thankfully, this clown over there has an opinion that is different from St. Paul. And now we know the truth somehow. And the Bible got it wrong. The Bible is either the Word of God or it is not. If it's wrong about one thing, then don't believe anything else. If it's right about everything, then we better believe it all. It is the Word of God. It is truth. It is absolute. It is unchanging. The bishops of Italy now have decided, contrary to church law, but they came out and said, oh no, they didn't do anything different from what's been being done, that now men with homosexual problems can be ordained priests. This is totally opposite of everything the church has taught forever. But we're with it now. So this is all okay. There's a bishop in Africa who, recognizing what was going on with his priests, started saying, look, if you are trying to start a family, if you're fornicating, if you're doing these, this is wrong. You made a promise of celibacy. This needs to stop. The priests complained to the Vatican. Imagine this. The priests who are out sinning complained to the Vatican, and the Vatican responded by demoting the bishop. Putting somebody else, they didn't remove the bishop, they just put somebody else in to run the diocese. Because Apparently, we want this sort of nonsense. Somehow, this is all okay. We can keep going right down the line because we've all heard all this garbage how many times? And we're all hearing about the fact that there is a new church and a new theology. There can't be. Jesus founded one church. One. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Singular. Not 40,000 as we have in America at this point. One. He promised he would remain with her all days until the end of the world. And he promised that he would give her the Holy Spirit to lead her into all truth. And so when it comes to teaching regarding faith and morals, the church cannot err. So when we see these people who are trying to suggest that, well, we got it wrong in the past, or, well, things are different now, and that's in fact exactly what we're hearing. There's the culture has changed now, so we have to be more open to this. The culture was exactly this way back when St. Paul was writing to Timothy and told him that he had to preach the gospel whether people wanted to hear it or not. The truth has not changed. Now, just to put it into a perspective for you so you understand what's going on and that you don't panic. When I was in the seminary, this is all, by the way, this is all garbage that they taught us in the seminary. This was the day-to-day garbage that we were being taught. So that's why you don't see people like Father Eckert and myself getting overly upset about it, because we've heard it all before. So in their arrogance, because they really thought that they had the whole thing locked up and it was all done, in their arrogance, they literally said, and I quote, this was from one of the professors, Martin Luther had the right idea, but he did it the wrong way. You cannot change the church from the outside. You can only change it from the inside, so we are not leaving. So when you ask the question, why, if you guys don't want to be Catholic, why don't you just leave? Because they want to destroy the church. They're not going to leave. But you don't either. There is only one church. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, St. Peter asked. So don't run away from it, because there is only one means of salvation, and that is Jesus Christ and the church that he founded. You can't go anywhere else. So unfortunately, yes, we have a very lavender priesthood, let's put it that way right now. We have massive problems with what's going on in marriage. We have massive problems with what's happening with morality just all over the place. As I pointed out, just a couple of things, but, you know, again, there are a whole bunch more that could be pointed out. We're having massive problems with doctrinal error and heresy, pure and simple. What the church teaches cannot change. What Scripture tells us cannot change. Just because we live in the 21st century doesn't make what God said wrong. Nothing can make what God said wrong. God said anyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery. Well, we don't like that, so we just ignore that passage. St. Paul talked all about this whole problem that we're dealing with regard to the same-sex garbage. It's right there in the first chapter of his letter to the Romans. Well, St. Paul got it wrong. Sodom and Gomorrah was because they weren't hospitable. It had nothing to do with the sin that they committed. It was that they weren't very nice to these people when they came into town. What a bunch of trash. But see, this is the kind of garbage that we're dealing with. And you have to understand, these people have an agenda. As I mentioned a minute ago, they do not plan to leave. They plan to change the church. They can't. So they can be in positions of authority and they can do all kinds of garbage. The truth cannot change. And we know that. So just remain faithful, because the truth will win out. The truth is Jesus Christ. And therefore, what they are doing goes against the Lord. It is His church. So He's allowing us to be tested right now. And He's allowing the church to be purified in a really ugly way. So don't run away. The cross is being laid upon the shoulders of the church, and consequently upon the shoulders of those who are going to be faithful. God is asking you, as I keep telling you, to become a saint. And He is giving you a golden opportunity to do so. Now, you can look at it and say, oh, I have to save my own skin. I'll go somewhere else where they're telling me what I want to hear. Yeah, I think St. Paul talked about that to Timothy, didn't he? They're going to go after preachers who tell them what they want to hear. Don't run away from the cross. Embrace it. Church is going to be crucified. Be crucified with her. Oh, it would be a whole lot more easy to be standing off on the side, and then we're going to miss the whole thing. For the rest of eternity, you are going to look at it and say, I had the opportunity to be crucified with Christ, and I chose to run away. Don't do that. Don't run away from the church. Just because the church has been infiltrated by her enemies, it is still the church. The church cannot change. So all this nonsense that they're pushing, it's all going to go away. We just have to make our way through it. Maintain the truth, maintain charity. Remember, that's what Jesus told us to do. It's what He commanded us to do. So we have to have the truth with charity, but we have to have the truth. To preach the truth in season and out of season, whether it's opportune or inopportune, they don't like to hear it. They're punishing anybody who tries to speak it. Oh well, we still have to speak it. This is what the saints have done throughout the centuries, and it's what the saints today are going to do too. That's what God is asking of you. Embrace it and live it and bring that truth into a world and into people within the church who don't even want it.